Hey guys, welcome back to the Brandon Mason Show. We're going to dial in and talk about Brittney Griner, obviously arrested, a prisoner in Russia, former basketball player. I want to talk about this. I want to know if you guys think this is fair to make a trade to bring her home. The U.S. is in talks with Russia. Obviously, it's just conversation right now. They've made it very clear. Russia has made it very clear that they are not very interested right now making this happen, but the U.S. is keeping it optimistic, and they think they can make something happen. But I want to know if you guys think this makes sense. Okay, obviously, she's arrested. She's facing 9 years for a drug charge in Russia. Do you guys think it makes sense to have a trade happen where the U.S. gives a weapons dealer back to Russia, guy who's very violent, you know, highly intelligent in weapons, explosives? Do you think it makes sense for the U.S. to give that person back, that prisoner back to Russia for a trade for Brittney Griner to bring her home? I want to know what you guys think, because at the end of the day, everybody wants to bring her home, right? U.S. wants to bring her home. Her family does. You know, the basketball association, all the leagues, of course, everybody wants to bring her home. And that's obvious. But I want to know, the main question is, do you guys think it makes sense? Because everybody's up in arms going, she shouldn't be arrested for this. This isn't fair. And now U.S. is going to potentially give back a weapons dealer. Someone that is very sophisticated in weapons. And her family obviously is worried. She's 6'9". She is in a penal colony out there, a female unit, where the diet could be jeopardized. The conditions are much harsh. And again, they said there's torture going on in Russia. I mean, this is different. This isn't the U.S. And so, do you think that this is going to be the right way to go about this? Or do you think Brittney Griner should sit for some time? At this point, those conditions and adapting when you're that big, 6'9", and a small, I mean, if you're 5'5", and 5'9", 5'10", the bed is already small, and now you're 6'9", bigger than LeBron James. How can you fit? How can you fit in the bed? That's a bigger question and concern. It's terrible for her, for her family, relationships, waiting for her to come home. I'm sure they are dire need. I'm sure there's a lot less sleep going on, especially in their families. This doesn't look good for Brittney Griner. Everyone wants her to come home, but it just doesn't look like Russia during a war. Right now, as you know, the U.S. is helping Ukraine fight a battle against Russia. How will Russia work with the U.S. to make this happen? And what kind of say-so or power does the U.S. have in these conditions? Right now, it doesn't look good for Brittney Griner. It just looks like an uphill battle. And the U.S. would be giving up a weapons dealer, someone who's very scary to give back to Russia to bring her home. Guys, thanks for listening in to radio here. If you haven't already, subscribe to our channel. Jump on YouTube. Every day we push out content. We'd love to have you there watching our show live every day. Also, all the social medias, TikTok, Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. We'd love to have you guys. Thank you for listening, and until next time.